Gemara at the very end of Maseches Makos Chav Gimel Beis Chav Dalam and Aleph. Darsh Rav Shimloi. Rav Shimloi said in a shir, in a drasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Tarryag Mitzvahs to Moshe the Sinai. Sheish Meos Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nemer LeMoshe Mesinai. And the Gemara is a drasha. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mar Rasha Kilas Yaakov. The Torah is Bigamarcha 6:11, plus the first two that Anochi V'Liyelecha, Chakadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael heard directly from the Rebbe Shalom. So 6:11 plus two gives you a grand total of 6:13, and that is the source or Shemloi presents for the idea of Taryag Mitzvahs. Now the Gemara goes on to say, over the course of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara goes on to talk about various Nevi'im who presented shorter lists of key principles. Gemara says David HaMelech in a Mizmor Tezvava Tezayin has a list of 11 key ideas. Yishayahu has 6. Micha has 3. I don't remember if there's anyone who has 2. And then Chavakuk, Bohem, Chavakuk Vehemidan Alachas, Tzadik Bemanasar Yechid. All boils down to Emuna. Now, in that list is obviously not a full list of mitzvahs. It's a list of basic principles. Basic principles that underpin the mitzvahs or specific examples of the mitzvahs. What those examples will have, though, is a itemized list. The Gemara says, David HaMelech had 11, and here they are. Right? Points to Perek, the lists. 11 ideas. Ba Micha Midan al Shalosh. And the Gemara quotes, the Pasuk in Micha. Asos mishpat avas chesed hatznei lechus imelokecha. B'chavaku gemidin alachas, tzag b'menosa yichya. So those shorter lists, the Gemara offers an itemized list, an enumeration of all the items on the list. We are strikingly missing that in the Gemara of Rav Shimloi. You know, the Gemara says there are 613 mitzvahs, but the Gemara does not go on to say, and here they are. And that's what ignited a literature among late Gaonim and early Rishonim for centuries, many of the greatest Talmid Chachamim spent months, if not years, of their lives trying to work on that puzzle. What are the Tariq Mitzvahs? There are many Gaonim and Rishonim worked on this. Probably the most famous three are the Bahag, the Baal Achas Gedolos, and the Rambam. And the Ramban, because really the most famous one is the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Question? Great question. Let's hold off on that for just a moment. L'may Nafkamina. Rav Fisher Perler writes about that. There are Nafkimas, but for now, and we come back to that afterwards. But for now, so the most fundamental Nafkamina, there are perhaps detail. Nafkin means the halacha, maybe in terms of figuring out how many times you get malchus and things like that. There are various specific halachic nafkaminas. The biggest nafkamina, the truth is the way the Rambam presents it. Because the Rambam understands that Tariq mitzvahs aren't just a detail. It's interesting, I got it. At the end of malchus, let's try to figure out what the 613 mitzvahs are. The Rambam very clearly understood that the Tariq mitzvahs are the basic building blocks of halacha. The basic building blocks of the Torah, of Halacha, are the Tariq Mitzvahs. He expresses that in a number of ways. He writes in a letter that before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs first. He first wanted to work on figuring out, cracking this puzzle, what are the 613 Mitzvahs. So he writes in a letter that he wanted to make sure he wouldn't leave anything out. He wanted to make sure he had a full list of 613 mitzvahs, so that way when he starts writing his Mishnah Torah, the Sefer that we in Yeshivas call the Rambam, when he starts writing his Mishnah Torah, Yad HaChazaka, that way he would make sure he doesn't leave anything out because he already has a list of 613 mitzvahs. But it's clearly even more than that. As you see, when you open up, and here you have, that's why I put those copies in, the way the Rambam will start, there are 80-some-odd sections. Topics in the Rambam. He has 14 Sfarim. Each Sefer has a number of different Hilchas this and Hilchas that. And there are 85 such sections
Hilchos XYZ of the course of Mishnah Torah. And as you see here, they almost invariably start in the same methodical fashion. The halakas of brachas, the halakas of tefillin berachas kodesh, the halakas of Talmud Torah, halakas of Shabbos, halakas of Avodah Zarah, whatever it is,
they'll say the halakas of such and such a topic. Here, for instance, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the halakas of Talmud Torah, yesh bichlalan shtei mitzvos aseh. Halakas of Talmud Torah cover two out of the 613 mitzvahs, specifically two mitzvahs, I say. And then he goes on to say two things. Number one of his zehu pirtan. Here's the list. Here's the list, the prat of the mitzvahs. Other Rishonim sometimes use the language the rimzeh ha-mitzvahs. Rami use the language the prat ha-mitzvahs. Some recent writers use the terminology of a koteret, the header. But the truth is the Rambam's language. He has his own language. It's the prat ha-mitzvahs. The pirat of the mitzvahs. The itemized list of mitzvahs is, here you go. Mitzvah halakas of Talmud Torah include Lilmot Torah, number one, and Lechabed min lamedeha v'yodeha. Be mechabed those who teach Torah, those who know Torah. It includes both Talmidei Chachamim and specifically your Rav Muva. And then, he pivots from listing the mitzvahs to Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, to the body of Mishnah Torah, with this line that almost invariably appears at the beginning of every set of halachos, ubeir shtei mitzvos elu v'prakim elu. And the elaboration on these two mitzvahs is going to come in the following prakim. And he, in so doing, explaining to you, framing the whole Mishnah Torah as a beir of the mitzvahs. The prakim of the Mishnah Torah are an elaboration on the mitzvahs. He's very clear and very, 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 very... very methodical and regular about that. The Mishnah Torah is a bayer of the mitzvahs because, as he already says in the opening lines of the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, the Torah Shalpeh in general is an elaboration on the Tayag mitzvahs. That's what the Torah Shalpeh is. It's an elaboration on the mitzvahs. And so Mishnah Torah is the Rambam's organized rendition of the Maskanas of Torah Shalpeh. So it's also going to be a bayer of the mitzvahs. So the Rambam says again, so there may also be specific halachic nafkamis in terms of how you count malchus, how you count chatos, and so on and so forth. Is it two variations of the same aveira, or is it two separate aveiras, and so on and so forth. There are various practical specific nafkaminas, but bigadol, the Rambam particularly understood that tariq mitzvahs are in a detail. These are the categories, these are the building blocks of halach. So the Rambam, not surprisingly, spent a significant amount of his time and mental energy on trying to figure this out, trying to come up with an organized list of, an accurate list, I should say, of the Taryag mitzvos. Over the course of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he often attacks his largely unnamed predecessor, the author of the Halachos Gedolos. Halachos Gedolos was an earlier, from the Gaonim, an earlier listing of the mitzvahs, and the Rambam disagrees throughout the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, I disagree. The Bahag should have counted this. He didn't count this. He should not have counted this. He did count this. He counts this as five mitzvahs. Should have been one mitzvah. He counts this as one mitzvah. Should have been five mitzvahs. So should have done that. And that's in general, when you study then the literature of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Moni HaMitzvahs. So those are the two questions. To count or not to count, and to lump or to split. The one question is this a mitzvah at all or not? And if it is a mitzvah, is it one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? So, for example, the Rambam counts the mitzvah for Beis Din, the chiyuv of Beis Din to administer when appropriate, to administer capital punishment. So the Rambam, I believe, counts that as four out of the 248 mitzvahs, I say. There's a mitzvah for Beis Din to give skila, a mitzvah to give sreifa, a mitzvah to give herek, a mitzvah to give chenek. Each one, Rambam sees as a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban has running hasagas on the Rambam. So he says, no, I agree that those are mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah of giving Mises Beis Din, not four separate mitzvahs, those are just four variations of the basic mitzvah of giving Mises Beis Din. Even the Rambam agrees, you don't count separately giving skila for Shabbos and giving skila for Avodah Zarah and giving skila for Megadeth. So the Ramban says we should further lump. The Rambam split it into four. The Ramban says that we should lump it into just one mitzvah of giving Mises Beis Din. in this week's parsha is a big discussion. Rabban in writing Hasagas on the Rambam, so the Rambam counts to get the juices flowing. The Rambam counts Mitzvah Saseh number 20, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is the mitzvah of Asay Mikdash for Shachanti Besochem, the mitzvah of Parshas Truma. And the Rambam says it is the mitzvah of Parshas Truma, because the Rambam says everything to follow in Parshas Truma is all just elaboration and details on the one mitzvah of Asay Mikdash for Shachanti Besochem. The Rambam says that making the walls, making the rooms, the building the structure, the edifice, as well as making all the kelim, he lists seven kelim, the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach hazav and so on and so forth, the mizbeach and the choshes, so on and so forth. Rambam says that's all part of one big mitzvah, asli mikdash for shachanti bizon. Asli mikdash means to make a building and to make a kelim. The Ramban actually disagrees a couple of mitzvahs later, but it's the Seilam and Gimel. Ramban disagrees. He says, no. I think you should split. Like last time, I said that Ramban was a lumper, now he's a splitter. He says, no. The Rambam is lumping too much. The Ramban says, I don't think that the kelim are part of the mitzvah of making a mikdash. He says, there's a different reason why we don't count separately making a menorah and making a shulchan, because it's a heksha mitzvah. He says, Ramban thinks there's no mitzvah to make a menorah, there's a mitzvah of adlakas menorah. You want to do adlakas menorah, you have to have a menorah. Ramban says, there's no mitzvah of making a shulchan, the mitzvah of lachan aponim, but you need to have a shulchan. The mitzvah of karbanos, you need to have a mizbeach. Okay. So with that, so this is a whole literature. Again, there are others, Gaon and Rishon get involved also, or Sadiq and others, but the three main figures are Bahag, the Rambam, and the Ramban and his Asagas of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. So with that in mind, we then appreciate what's going on with Birkas HaTorah. Because the Rambam does have halachos of Birkas HaTorah, as we saw. You could look at the Maamar Kamos or just follow the Emish Ben Emitz's Maamar Kamos, and it'll bring you to Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah, which I apologize, the version of Maamar Kamos I gave out today, I was trying to make things better, but I introduced a new mistake. I left out this Rambam that Baruch Hashem I gave you earlier in the week. And Rambam tells you in Perek Zayin Halachos Yud and Yud Aleph, he talks about the halachos of Birkas HaTorah. He quotes the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph extensively. He says, if you didn't yet say Ava Rabbah, then you have to say Birkas HaTorah. As we saw last time, he says, Bein Torah passes like Rava, Bein Torah Shebichsav, and Bein Torah Shebapeh. He goes on to quote the later chunk of the Gemara about what the Nusach HaBrach is. He gives you all the three brachas. Gevaldik. What's missing is any reference to being a mitzvah. And when you take a look at the facing page over here, I gave you just the beginning. If you open up Rambam, you see what it looks like being of Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Talmud Torah. So as we saw before, he always opens with a list of the mitzvahs that are a part of this area of the halacha. And then when the Bayer mitzvahs elu, prakam elu, he usually will open, whenever he gets to a new mitzvah, usually, with a few exceptions, he'll open by saying, there is a mitzvah to do this, as it says in the Chumash Torah. And then he gets into the details, like you see here. Hilchos Tefillah includes two mitzvahs, Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim. He opens a paragraph of Achal, mitzvah say, l'hispal al b'chayom. We looked at this a while ago. Right? Shenemar, avata b'shem lokechem, ezoa v'odeshe b'lev, etc. Hilchos Brachas, we looked at earlier also. One mitzvah of Levarech es Hashem Agol Bakar Shachar Achila, and he opens Paragraf Alachal Mitzvah Seim Natar Levarech Achilas Mazdan Shenema. No such language. Hilchos Talmud Torah is structured a little bit differently, but he does eventually point out in the body of the text Paragraf that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as he says in the list in advance. He never says anything like that here, though. He never says the mitzvah say of Birkas HaTorah. Why not? In Perek Zayin, you don't see that. Mitzvah Saseh Levarches Hashem Agadol Lefnei Alimud Shenemar Kishem Hashem Ekrav Agadol Lekenu. It doesn't appear here. And the reason why I also wanted to look at these three is because what's missing from all these three lists is Birkas HaTorah. Where would you have, if the Rambam would have counted Mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, you'd expect to find it either in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's not there, or Hilchos Brachos, where he has Birkas HaMazon, it's not there either. Or maybe even, being that for some reason he put Birkas HaTorah into Hilchas Tefillah, if it's a mitzvah, it should be the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. But it's not. Hilchas Tefillah includes two mitzvahs. Tefillah, which Rambam thinks is a mitzvah d'oraisa, b'chol yom, and Birkas Kohanim. Birkas HaTorah is nowhere to be found. So that's why the Ramban attacks. Again, the Rambam agrees it's a din, but I've said in the past, obviously there are way more than 613 dinim. Obviously not every din is a mitzvah, which the Rambam works on. Let's define. That's why he begins with the 14 sharashim before he counts the 613 mitzvahs. What are the criteria by which you define a mitzvah? The Ramban says, this should have been included. Mitzvah tezvav, again, we began to talk about yesterday. The Ramban at the end of the Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvos, after going through, and for instance, as I said before, to use the example, go back to the example we mentioned before, over the course of the Mitzvos HaSeh, the Mitzvos Lo HaSeh, the Ramban has his ongoing line by line attacks, Hasagas on the Rambam. For instance, he mentioned before that the Ramban attacks the Rambam. Why do you count Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek as four different mitzvahs? Should only be one mitzvah. Or every once in a while say, why the Rambam count this? It's not a mitzvah at all. So by the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban has opened up some slots. So for instance, lumping Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek into one opens up three more slots. So the Ramban at the end says, there are also mitzvahs the Rambam left out that he should have said. So the most famous one, is mitzvah Dalet, I believe it is. The most famous one is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which the Rambam did not count as a mitzvah. The Ramban attacks him vigorously for that. And the fact that the Rambam didn't count it started a whole literature about why is it the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of, why does the Rambam not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah? As we're seeing here, just because something is not a mitzvah doesn't mean it's not a chiyuv. So that's mitzvah dalet, I believe. Yeah, mitzvah dalet of the mitzvahs of the Ramban. Mitzvah sheshochach osan harav. The mitzvahs that the Ramban feels the Ramban quote-unquote forgot, politely he says he forgot. The mitzvah dalet is l'resha sesaret, and there are other mitzvahs also. I think 17 mitzvahs I say altogether that he counts. And mitzvah 15 is right here. Shenitzdavinu hodos l'shmo yizbaruch chol eitz shenikra b'torah. That we are commanded by the Ribbono Shlom to praise him, to thank him, every time that we read the Torah. And what are we thanking him for? Ha'tova gedol sh'asa lanu b'sitra Torah se'elenu. This gift he gave us, this favor he did for us, he gave us his Torah. V'hodi anu ha'maisim ratzuyim l'fanav. And by giving us his Torah, not only do I have the chance to do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but I have a chance to, Talmud Torah is not only a mitzvah, but it's a hechsher to all the other mitzvahs. They're giving us the Torah, I know how to live properly. And to live properly means not just to have a satisfying, proper life in Olam Hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah, gave us the most incredible gift. He gave us the key to unlocking our Olam Haba. Here's what you need to do. He gave us a blueprint. Just as we were commanded to make a bracha after eating, so too we were commanded to do this. What Gemara is the Rambam referencing, and how many Ramban referencing, and how many times? This Ramban around here, Kal Vachomer, right? He's obviously referencing that Kal Vachomer, Chafal Vamed Alf. That we reject the Kal Vachomer, but it is true that there's a certain parallelism that the Brisa pointed out between Birkas HaMazon Achar Achila and Birkas HaTorah Lufnei HaLimud. And there's some, one of you pointed out 2 days ago, there's a more subtle reference, another more subtle reference to the Gemara Chaval of the Ramban has here, which is that when he describes Torah, he describes it as Shebehem Ninchal Chai Olam Haba, which is what the Gemara had highlighted as their specific power of Torah and of Birkas HaTorah. So Ramban says, and Ramban goes on to say, see, he put that in the smaller font here, Ramban goes on to say, explicitly quote that Gemara. The Gemara says, the beginning of the Gemara is that there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Chumash, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how could you not count it as a mitzvah? And he says, it's a Bavli, and it's Yerushalmi. He sends you to Yerushalmi at the beginning of the seventh parak of Brachas. And then the very last line, the Ein Ra'oi L'Menosa Mitzvah Say Achas Im HaKriya. Don't think that you should count it as one mitzvah together with the reading. In the beginning of, when he initially defined the mitzvah, he had used the term Kriya for Talmud Torah. By the way, why do you use the term Kriya for Talmud Torah? Because the pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugo Lelokeinu, right? If the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah is based on that pasuk, Rabban is adopting the language of the pasuk. Kriya, whenever you're Korei B'Torah, you're supposed to be give Godel Lelokeinu. So he says, don't tell me I'm not going to count it at all. I should count it. It's a real mitzvah d'oraisa. Pasuk HaChumash. It's a real din. Why would you count it? In the last line, he's addressing the other issue. He said before, you might not count a mitzvah because you don't think it's worthy of being counted a mitzvah at all, or because you think it's lumped together with other mitzvahs. Rabban addresses that in the last line. Don't tell me it's a single mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Birkas HaTorah, subsumed in the mitzvah. That's how you do Talmud Torah. You don't count Mikra Bikurim as part of the mitzvah Avos Bikurim. No, it's a separate mitzvah. You don't count Haggadah, Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, as part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, or we might say of Matzah. No, separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts them, those two separately. There's the mitzvah, and then there's the speaking part where you explain and frame, I bring the Bikurim, and then I talk about it. I eat the Korban Pesach, and I explain. Pesach Zu, Al Shema. So two separate mitzvahs. So Rabban is saying, here too, there's Talmud Torah, and then there's Birkas HaTorah, which is speaking about the Torah. Rabban says, I don't think you should count it separately. The Rambam himself didn't, I don't think you should count, lump it together. The Rambam himself didn't lump the verbal part of Bikurim with the physical part of Bikurim. Rambam himself didn't count the verbal part of Korban Pesach with the physical part of Korban Pesach. So the Rambam shouldn't do that here. And by the way, the Rambam clearly didn't do that, because if the Rambam had believed that Birkas HaTorah is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, what would be different? It would be in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right? Hilchos Talmud Torah is where he talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if it was part of that mitzvah, it would appear there. It's not there. That's striking. And what, you know what else is striking about the Rambam's positioning? We've seen in the past where the Rambam puts things in the Mishnah Torah. The address of a din is incredibly significant, because the Rambam was, part of his goal was to reorganize the Torah Shebaal Peh into logical order. Where he chooses to put things tells you a lot about the nature of the din. Where did he put Birkas HaTorah? In Hilchos Tefillah, specifically, next to what other dinim? So on the copy that I gave you, you don't see what's coming before. You do see what comes afterwards. What comes after is Halachi Yedbeis is Pesukei Dezimra. Shibchu Chachamim Yisholim Mishakori Zemiris Misefer Tehillim from Tehillel David until the end, the last six prakim of Tehillim. That's Ashrei and Halukas. And say the Minhag HaAm is to say other Pesukim as well. And he goes on to talk about Seder HaTfila. In the previous few Halachas before Halachi Yud, he was talking about Birkas HaShachar. Birkas, Rambam quotes a din of Birkas HaTorah, but it's part of the details of Shachris. It's not like a separate mitzvah. It's so not a separate mitzvah. That's what Ramban is attacking on so many levels. The Rambam's treatment, his placement, the way he thinks about it, and how he presents Birkas HaTorah is so minimizing. It's a detail. It's one of the details of Shachris. You say Birkas HaShachar, you say Birkas HaTorah, you say Pesukei Dezimra. Really? That's all it is? What do you mean? Brachas Chafalef. It's like Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaTorah. Those are the two Brachas D'Oraisa. What's going on? It's not only that he didn't count it as a mitzvah, that captures some sort of like larger trend in the Rambam, or like minimizing Birkas HaTorah. Yeah.
So the Gemara where the Ramban is, that the Ramban mentions, the one that we did, Chafal and Malali, where it's mentioned that, where we're given the Torah source
yeah.
for Birkas HaTorah, that over there it's very clearly, Birkas HaTorah is very clearly being labeled as a bracha.
Right.
So, if the Rambam, it would make less sense if the Rambam had put it in Hilchos Brachos, because the Torah is the Gemara is presenting a Torah source for Birkas HaTorah as a bracha. So this doesn't really answer for it, but the fact that it's in Hilchos Tefillah makes it make a little bit more sense, in that this source in the Gemara, this source from the Torah that the Gemara gives us, is the source for it as a bracha.
Maybe we need to say the following. We already discussed earlier that in exploring Bracha Rishona, that the implication of the opening Sugi Lamehem and Olive is that Bracha Rishona is a drabanan, but it may be Ke'en Daraisa of the Mitzvah Tulis Baretz. And we discussed that's why the categories of Bracha Rishona all correspond to Mitzvah Tulis Baretz. And that's one way of looking at it. But the Rambam clearly has a different perspective. The Rambam explicitly, in the opening halachas of Parag Alfa Brachas, tells us there's a mitzvah of Birk Sabazim, of making a bracha achrona on bread, if you're Saveya, and then Chazal expanded from there. There's also bracha Rishona, and there's also bracha Rishona achrona on non-bread, and even on mitzvahs, and Birk HaShachar V'Hodah. All other brachas around presents as part of the, you know, the expansion of the core bracha d'oraisa, which is Birkas HaMazon. And as a matter of fact, that's why the Rambam puts all those brachos in Hilchos Brachos. Not only benching, and not only even Birkas HaNenin. Birkas HaMitzvos is Perikid Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. Why is that in the same section as Birkas HaMazon? Because for the Rambam, brachos in general are all expansions of the one bracha d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. All other brachas, maybe not tefillos, but certainly those three categories of brachas are ke'en d'oraisa, all ke'en d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. And halo davarhu, right? The Rambam should have, we would have expected the Rambam to open up Hilchos Brachos by saying, Rabosai, you should know there are two brachas d'oraisa, there's Birkas HaMazon after bread, and there's Birkas HaTorah before learning. And everything flows from there. So it's so... It's so striking that he didn't. So now let's just pull back a little bit. So what do we have? So 2 days ago we explored one piece of the Birkas HaTorah sugya. One piece of Birkas HaTorah sugya is on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This machlokas amoram, four machlokas amoram, which parts of Torah require Birkas HaTorah. But the question itself strikes us initially as sort of strange. Right? Torah requires Birkas HaTorah. And then the way, the four different positions in Amoraim, and we saw that certainly some of the Amoraim, and maybe all of them, certainly some of the Amoraim seem to think that Birkas HaTorah is really about learning Tanakh specifically. Tanakh or Tanakh related, Tanakh adjacent parts of the Torah Shva Peh. But then we paskin, like the most expansive view in Amoraim, that Mikra and Medrash and Mishnah and Talmud all require Birkas HaTorah. Our gear says that's Rava, so the other gear says also. But when our gear says Rava, and we also saw Machlokas Harishonim, whether that Shita of Rava is just a difference of degree or a fundamental difference of kind. Ben Yonah seemed to understand that even saying Gemara is included, also just, even Gemara is Tanakh related. While Rashi and the Rambam seem to say, no. This position of Rava, this is a fundamental break. It's no longer about, Tanakh or Tanakh. It's about Torah. This is Torah. As a matter of fact, Rashi says, Rambam says, Ben Torah Shebichsav, Ben Torah Shvapet. There is no Torah Shebichsav specific focus in Birkas HaTorah, so a fundamental break. And Rashi even says, Adrabba, Gemara is the ikar of learning, because Psak Halacha, which is represents a particularly, elsewhere the Gemara says, Asuki Shmaita Liba de Hilchasa,
emerging with a psak that represents a particularly high level of learning, so that can only come from Limud HaGemara. So Rashi says, Adrabba, Rav holds, this is the Iker, Himenu Horo Yotza. So again, a machlokas are we showing him whether Birkas HaTorah fundamentally is about Tanakh, or is Birkas HaTorah, at least according to the way we paskin, about Torah, not about Tanakh, about Torah. So it's that we left off yesterday. That's a machlokas that requires a hesber. Like, what are they arguing about? Everyone agrees that there are two parts of Torah, the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebapeh. Everyone agrees that both Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebapeh are from the Shalom, that they're part of Torah and Minat Torah. Everyone agrees that they're binding Minat Torah. So what's driving the machlokas, whether Birkas HaTorah is only on Torah Shebichtav or fundamentally on Torah Shebichtav, or Birkas HaTorah is on Torah, be it Bichtav or be it Shebapeh? So that was one big question. Another big question we have here is a second kasha, is Ramban's Hasaga on the Rambam. Ramban directly, again, was Masig. How come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah Birkas HaTorah? He should have. And we saw all the ways in which he didn't count it. In other words, not only that if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you never find it, but that when you find it in Hilchas Tefillah, he quotes the Dinim, but doesn't there refer to them as a mitzvah, nor at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah does he refer to as a mitzvah. Does he count it as one of the mitzvahs? Nor does he count it in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, nor Hilchas Talmud Torah. Moreover, as Yitzi noted, it's all the more striking because all of Brachas, specifically, he organizes around the one Bracha Daraisa that generates all the other Brachas. Everything is a Ke'en Daraisa of Birkas HaMazon. If Rambam was highlighting, they built all those brachas around that. We had mentioned earlier, even the fact that he differentiates between Paragim and Paraches, that the brachas of Dagon are separate, probably has to do with that. So you would have expected, it's a very noticeable lacuna, a very noticeable gap, that the hashmata of Birkas HaTorah from the beginning of those brachas is screaming. The silence is deafening. So these two kashas might both yield to an insight that the Brisker Rav quotes from his father of Chaim, which we're going to pick up with the Mitzvah tomorrow. Reb Chaim points out a double machlokes mechaber and gra. I think one of the guest shiurim earlier in the season had touched on this. Reb Chaim points out a double machlokes mechaber and gra, which we're going to take a look at. There are two different lines in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, which is a siman about Birkas HaTorah. The gra has comments about two different psakim of the mechaber. We're going to appreciate those in Mitzvah tomorrow. And Reb Chaim has an approach to defending the mechaber from the attacks of the Gra. The Reb Chaim's terminology needs a little bit of explanation. The stipler is somewhat helpful in terms of that. And then in Lechora we'll see that once we appreciate what Reb Chaim is driving at, that the Machlokas, Machaber, and Gra is perhaps the Machlokas Rambam, Ramban. And it may fit a lot of things into place. And we're going to come back to also appreciating more of how the Rambam operates in quoting and not quoting, and how he quotes. We're going to see that both the Rambam and the Ramban are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly elegant. So, Blineder, tomorrow we will wrap up that sugya.